And Esther had not showed up her kindred nor her people, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. In those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlains, Bigthan and Teresh, of those which kept the door, were wroth and sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the thing was known to Mordecai, who told it unto Esther the queen. And Esther certified the king thereof in Mordecai's name. And when the inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore they were both hanged on a tree. And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king. After these things did King Ahasuerus promote Haman, the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, and advanced him and set his seat above all the princes. And all the king's servants bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. And Haman was full of wrath, and he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Haman sought to destroy all the Jews throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus with Mordecai.